Blog Talk Radio.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kane. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where all hot music live, all hot indie artists live. Nothing but greatness on this show. Y'all know how we do. This is a show that we showcase, promote, and interview all hot indie artists. Tonight, we're going to have the 403 Mob live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, live in the building with us. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And text a friend and text a friend and tell them that the 403 Mob is live right here on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio, man. You can also tune in to us live online. Listen to us live online. Turn your speakers up, man. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. You can get in the chat room and go in. We might even get a little battle session coming on the show tonight. Gotta give nothing but shout out to all my Twitter fam. Yo, my Twitter fam is sick. My Facebook fam is sick. My Moto, my MySpace, my Giddy Giddy Girl. I'm definitely shouting y'all out. And shout out to the East to the West, man. I see y'all. I'm about to bring y'all two hard banging hits by the 403 Mob tonight. The first one is Beneath the Snow, and the second one is My Only Hater. And I'm pretty sure y'all can relate to both of these songs. So y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Ask some questions, give your feedback about the music, because they nothing but realness. So without further ado, we gonna go ahead and bring the whole squad in the building. The trucks has pulled up, man, and it's going down. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the show. Welcome to Frontline Fridays. We got Banshee, we got Ghost, we got Shadow J, and we got Phil and Rainey, a.k.a. Big Daddy, live in the building. What's up, y'all? Can y'all hear me? Let's see if we can open this mic up one more time.
Hey, can you hear us now?
Yeah, we can hear y'all now. What's going on? Welcome to the show.
Oh, welcome to the show. This is Big Daddy.
Shadow J.
This is Banshee. And this is Ghost Unknown.
Y'all already know 403 is Mob is live in the building, straight out of Charlotte, North Carolina. You guys are definitely, y'all really not up and coming no more. You definitely have been making a name for yourself and marking your territory. So, and you guys are a family business that put guys first. So that's what's up. Like, I can definitely appreciate that. So let's go right into it, y'all. How did 403 Mob get started?
Okay, how did 403 Mob get started? Whose question is that?
I got it.
All right, 403 Mob got started, like, back even before we were called 403 Mob, it was just Shadow J and Ghost, and we were called the Circus Side Killers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were under the record company that we came up with was 403 LC Records. LC standing for Little Children, because we were like 12, 11 years old when we did that. So,
wow.
We were young doing it, and like I had complications on my end, so we kind of split apart. So basically the name 403 Mob came from a mixtape that we had came up with back when we was CSK or Circus Side Killers. But when we had split apart, I was still doing the music and they were doing the music. Banshee and Ghost was doing it. So basically I got a text message one day and he was like, do you want to still do the music with us? You know, him and Banshee. And basically we've been mobbing ever since. We just took the name from the mixtape because it was called 403 Mob. And we just made an acronym out of it, you know, like MOB does not stand for money over, you know, the B word.
Yeah.
I don't know if we cuss on the radio, but
yeah.
It stands for men of business.
I like that. MOB, man of business. And you're right. You definitely got to be about your business. You got to know the business side behind this. When you guys just tuned in, you're now tuned in live to Spot Live Fridays. I am your host, Diva Mary Kay. And we got the 403 Mob live in the building, man. Let's get into these names because they're very, I got an echo. Give me a second. I want to get into these names with you guys. I want to, what is the meaning behind you guys' names? Because every artist has a meaning behind their name. So, you know, introduce yourself and go into the meaning behind your name because it's three of y'all.
Shadow J, basically, like the last name I had, I went through four different names. Like, I was just called J. Because my real name is Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went from that to being called Slick J. And then somehow I got the name Slick Shadow J because Ghost gave me the name Shadow because I basically grew up, like, underneath somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, coming up through somebody else's shadow.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought Slick Shadow J was too long, so I cut off Slick, and now I'm just called Shadow J. Banshee kind of just adopted the name Banshee from, basically, I mean, Ghost kind of gave Banshee his name, and he just kind of just stuck with it from then on, but it's not spelled like Banshee. It's spelled, you know, B-A-N-C-H-I-E, so it's kind of different, and then I'm going to let Ghost tell you how he got his.
I got my name from when I was a young child. I used to be able to sneak around and everything, so I kind of got it like a ghost when I was doing the skateboard and everything. I'd come up with that cool name to tag on stuff, and it stuck, and I added unknown. And the unknown is basically saying, like, you can see me because I'm, like, 6'7", and you can hear me because I'm not quiet, but I'm still unknown. I've got to put myself out there, and I've got to get to the world. So that's how my name came about, and Big Daddy's going to tell you how he got his.
Yeah, Big Daddy came about. It was a nickname given to me by a longtime co-worker and family friend who was also a musician, and mentored Ghost Unknown, and that's how Big Daddy got his name.
That's definitely what's up, man. We about to get into this hot music you got. The next question I want to ask is, what message are you guys trying to push through your music?
Okay, well, I got a short one, and I'll let some of the other guys say theirs too. My message is real life.
The message that I got to push through music is that we don't make fake music, we make real music. So it's all about real life. I mean, basically that's basically what all the answers really are. You know, real life is way different than, you know, like cars, money, rims, girls, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Not everybody's got that kind of stuff, you know. So it's like, why don't people just talk about what they really got, like what their real lives is about, because a lot more people will be more open to you and be able to associate themselves with you because of the fact that they probably do the same thing you do.
Well, you're definitely right about that. A lot of people ain't trapping how they rapping. I'm telling you that right now. Let's get into this music right here. Beneath the Snow. I want y'all to go ahead and introduce Beneath the Snow and let everybody know that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Fridays.
All right, y'all. This is Beneath the Snow by the 4-3 Mob, and it's being played live to you by Frontline Fridays.
All my life I've been told that I will always be the same. That I'll never fucking change. That you didn't understand why I was so cold. When you get told so many times that your whole life is fucking worthless, you ain't worth. You should never been born, and you try to block it. Sooner or later you feel it. It sinks the body and it breaks the heart, till eventually it gets to the spirit and it kills the soul. And now you know, so when it happens to you, don't say I didn't tell you so. But I defy the odds to prove the wrong way. From bottom to the top, just why I write this song to show that no matter what, I will never stop. Even under the pressures of the snow, I will always grow. Never yet will I be told that I am fucking worthless. Don't be mad cause I don't have a tag, cause I am priceless. Only 20 years old and I'm living proof that you can't always listen to what you've been told. But I'm beneath the snow, that I cannot grow, but I cannot bloom, and I cannot show that I can and will. And when I rose to feel the sun, I take the coat, I brace the blow, but I win and never sing. I know I gotta get it, chasing goals, moving fast, take it slow.
Take a look through my eyes, see a cold world full of pain. I've been told a couple things, change this, change that. I'm still the same, I'll tell you that. Hold it, here, no, grab the bat, beat some sense into the noggin. How's your brain? Is it jogging? I am me, you will use this, not a thing you could do. Choke me till my face is blue. Chicken flew the f***ing cougar on our own, almost grown. Music is my rocket stone. Every day I'm getting better. Flow is changing like the weather. 6 months here, we still together. Through the worst and through the better. Hard as hell to make that cheddar. My words are cold, so grab a sweater. Take my hand and you will see another side of Shadow J. MBANCHIE.
This Lady G, you are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing, watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks, stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Fridays,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Left, right, left, right, left. Halt, salute.
It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slay Stone, the number one West Tex general out here. And you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
You are now rocking with the Diva Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Diva Mary Kay Show. You are now rocking with the Diva Mary Kay Show. So, just listen to the Diva. You are now rocking with the Diva Mary Kay. It's Diva Mary Kay. You are now rocking with the best. Everybody else took the rest. She the real deal. She don't pass every test. 5 days a week, she don't give you nothing less. She the best, I confess, can't nobody else contest. Women to women wins, take a chance and desire. They be going ham, all they do is teach higher. Then it's off the Thursday with old school fire. Feed the wolves, it's real hip hop. Friday, rockin' with your boy Tay Black on that front line tip. Everybody fall back, guess you thought it was a rap. Nope, here we go, huh? Go so hard with hotness news. Then we bring it back, pay homage and them dudes. On that spiritual tip for Sunday, you know how it is. When we do it, we just be them good news. Yeah, it's Diva Mary Kay. You are now rocking with your Diva Mary Kay. Blog Talk Radio turning on the day. It's the girl, it's the rap, why not? Let's flip.
Please listen to the Diva. Please listen to the Diva. Hey, please listen to the Diva. Please listen to the Diva. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays where all hot indie artists and indie music live. We got the 403 Mob live from Charlotte, North Carolina, live in the building with us. We just played a joint right there beneath the snow. I like that. Big shout out to Genius that's live in the building with us. I see you, King. Anytime you want to chime in on his music, all you got to do is press the 1 button. Y'all call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. 403 Mob, I got y'all live in the building. What's up? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. That's what's up. I'm feeling that joint right there beneath the snow. How did it come about?
Beneath the snow, like the track itself, when we got the track, it was it already had the hook on it. And, I mean, when you just sit back and you just chill to a track and you're trying to write to it, I mean, it just speaks to you, you know. My part is the first part. You know, I shattered down the first part. So it's like, it's about my real life, you know. Talking about we kind of made this, you know, beneath the snow, like the snow is to be like a metaphor, as in like pressure in life, like people putting you down and like you ain't gonna be anything. Like say you were a bad person, but you'll never change. You can never be a good person, or you'll never be somebody and stuff. That's why in my part in the song where I say, you know, never again will I let someone call me worthless. You know, I tell them, don't be mad because I don't have a tag because I'm priceless. Because life is priceless. You should never, ever, you know, tell somebody they ain't good at something just because they ain't good at it right now. Because I'm telling you, when I was 12, 13 years old, there's no way I could rap like I rap now. There's no way. It takes time and practice, and anybody can change over time.
You definitely right that anybody can change at any time. But you know, they hated on Diva Mary Kay. They said I wasn't going to make it far at all. They said I was just going to be another baby mother with mad kids on welfare. But look at me now. Hey, man, let's go to the hotline to get some love, man. We got Genius live in the building with us, trying to get that window seat. Genius, holler at us, man. Give us some feedback on Beneath the Snow.
What's good? What's good? First, salute off to the Queen, you know what I'm saying? Salute off to 403. You know, I actually was listening to the track I think it's pretty creative. I definitely respect what y'all are doing, you know what I'm saying, because we need more artists that, you know, are really trying to stay true, number one, to themselves. If you do anything in this world, be true to yourself, you know, the rest will follow. You know, we got too many people that's following other things, and I always say that you want to be a trendsetter, not a trend follower. So, you know what I mean, keep doing what y'all are doing, and the rest will happen. Yeah, you know I mean, as long as you put in the work.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Me, yo, sometimes I need a window seat, y'all. Sometimes I just feel like Diva Mary Kay need a window seat, and I can definitely understand what Beneath the Snow and the Pressure, because it's sad that you got people out there telling you that you're not nothing and that you're not going to be anything and you're not going to amount to anything, but you got to believe in yourself. You got to encourage yourself, man, and that's just how I feel. If you don't encourage yourself and be proud of yourself, how somebody else going to believe in you? So that's why my team is so strong, and they believe in themselves, and they believe in me because they know I go hard in the paint. This is the question I want to – how did the decision come about of your father, Big Daddy, being your manager?
He wants to answer that, but I mean I got to answer for it too. I mean he's dad, so you know why, you know, he's managed us our whole lives, you know, being our father, you know, keeping us from fighting with each other and all that stuff. So to me, you know, why not dad? You know, plus he's good with money and he's good with decisions too. So, but I'm gonna let him go ahead and answer that real quick.
Hey, how's it going? I don't know how good I am with money, but anyway, I realized my boys had talent and that music was not just a passing phase. It was their passion. Having an appreciation for the arts, being a visual artist myself, I chose not to pursue my talent in the arts as my career, a personal decision that I have regretted the what if many times in my life. So in a way, I get to see how the arts would have impacted my career through my children, my life. A decision can be summed up into one word, business.
That's definitely what's up, man. What type of impact does 403 Mob want to have on the world?
What type of impact does 403 Mob want to have on the world?
Yes.
Well, we want to have an impact, as in we don't want, when we walk up to somebody and we say that we're rappers or that we do hip-hop music, we don't want them to be like, oh, you do rap, so you must be, you know, just like everybody else and all that. We want to be able to say we're rappers, and people will be like, oh, okay, y'all do music too. Y'all actually do an art. It's actually, you know, it's real. We want to change the attitude towards hip hop, and you know, and that's just basically it. And we just don't want to. We want to put real life into people's homes, you know.
I can understand what you guys saying that, because you got an artist out here rapping, you know, talking about the cars and the jewels and the clothes and the events and how they vacation over in different countries, and your sister's lights is cut off. That just don't make sense to Diva, and that's why I said a lot of these artists is not trapping how they rapping. You know, I understand you being creative and going in and having some type of gimmick, but the gimmick is only going to last for so long. You know, it's like going to go get something from a 99-cent store versus going to get something from a brand that's going to last you longer. So, you know, I can definitely relate to what you guys are saying. What is the motivation behind the music? What motivates 403 Mob with their music besides just like their self?
Well, what motivates me, music is my entire life. It is the fuel that drives me. It's what, you know, I get up in the morning so I can listen to music and write music and be able to do music with my family. And I want to be able to, you know, keep my family up and not have to worry, too. I want to be able to do what I love
as my career. And that's motivating me because this is my dream, and I'm not going to walk around with my eyes closed. You know, I'm going to make it a reality. That's my motivation. Shadow J's motivation. I'll let him tell you.
My motivation to do this music, you know, I started when I was, you know, a young kid. And basically when I was rapping then, I was just trying to vent about my problems in the world. But, you know, now at the age of 20, I'm a father and a husband. You know, I have a little boy, and I'm married to my wife from when I went to high school with. And, you know, I just want to give them a better life than I had when I was growing up. So I want to make sure that I give my son a better life than I did, you know. And I work at Walmart. I graduated high school, didn't go to college. You know, I work at Walmart. But I don't want my son to have to work at Walmart like me. I want him to be able to go to college with no problems if he wants to. I want him to, you know, if he wants to start a business, for him to be able to do that. Or you know, just anything. I want my son to be better than me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I feel like I'm very good at music. I feel like, you know, I don't feel like I'm the best. You know, you can't be big-headed about it, but I feel like I could take this to, you know, the so-called top and basically just, you know, try to make this business thrive.
That's what's up. Well, you guys are definitely doing a good job, man, and I definitely appreciate the honesty because I have a son, too, and I want my son to be able to have something, you know, with substance later on, not just going to get a job. A job is just over broke, but we have to encourage our kids and our youth to look forward to careers and doing something that you love doing, because people say, you know, I just want to get a job to get some money, but you could just be getting that job and not happy there. So, you know, a lot of people need to be focused on not just getting the money, because if you got faith, the money is going to come. You're going to be taken care of. But getting the career and working towards the career that you really want to have at the end of the day. So I can definitely feel that.
I mean, that's why they call it a job and not a career. I mean, a job is just something so that you can get by. A career is something you can live off of and love doing it. If you don't love doing what you're doing a job. You're not doing something you love, period. I mean, that's why there's two different names. That's why it's called a career and one's called a job.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into this hot track you guys got, My Only Hater. Tell me about that track and introduce it for us.
All right.
Okay, My Only Hater is a song. It's basically about you being your own worst critic. Like, anybody can hate on you, but they don't really know you, for one thing. And basically, My Only Hater is, you know, nothing you ever do or nothing that I do personally is good enough. The next thing I do will be better, and that will still not be good enough. Nothing's ever enough. So I'm my only hater in that sense, to where I'm never the best, I'm never good enough, I can do better.
That's definitely what's up, man. Y'all not tuned in live right here to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay right here, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Go to www.phenomenalradio.com. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, because it's a phenomenal situation going on over here. Let's go. We about to get into this My Only Hater 403 mob. Let's get it.
Hey, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Do you want to get this song showcased live right here on Frontline Fridays? Would you like to get an interview and also get spins? Well, we are here to make it happen for you. All you got to do is send your music to DivaSpotEnt1@gmail.com. Again, that's DivaSpotEnt1@gmail.com. Here's the things that you need to do. First thing you need to do is make sure you put your name and your telephone number in the email. The second thing you need to do is make sure that you label your track so we can be able to listen to it and know exactly who the artist is, who produced it, and who's down with your camp. Make sure you leave your information, and we're going to hit you up in 24 to 48 hours so you can get here right here live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Pay Black and get paid for your spins. Now, how does that sound? Let's get it crunked and turn it up. Left up.
This is Phenomenal Radio. This is Tay Black, repping Wilson, NC, 252, all the way to the DMV, and you are now tuned into Phenomenal Radio. Yeah.
God, let me be aware. Let me not stumble blindly down the way, just getting somehow safely through the day. Not even groping for another hand, not even wondering why it was all plain. Eyes to the ground, unseeking for the light. Soul never aching for a wild winged flight.
It used to drive me crazy, but somebody would hate me. Here I'm like, I'm the one and only hating me. I'm a demon in disguise, just trying to look good. See the gleaming in my eyes, that's a disappointing look. My reflection simply shatters, even though I'm not here. Tears scatter from the floor, one step, and it fears it. Tears drip down the cheek, I'm not fearless. Far from it, my immunity plummets. Not the gate of it, coming, but it flies up in my stomach. I'm a f**k up, I ain't got to lie about it. Why lie about it? Ain't a damn thing changed. Plus crying and pouting's not helping the fit. I doubt that there's a better day, I'm well in the pit. To my knowledge, my one and only hater is me. Layer after layer, nowhere do I see a strand of myself that I wanna keep. My only hater is me. I tend to hate what I hear, I tend to hate what I see. I give my brain relief, take the pain to the cheek, right to the tips of my fingers are numb.
Get out, girl.
Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and all hot indie music live. I got the 403 live in the building with me, man. I'm definitely feeling that cut right there, man. My only hater, like, it speak the truth, and I can definitely appreciate what you guys are doing, man. Y'all going strong. And big shout out to Nikki Rich, man. Gotta give a big, crazy, quadruple shout out to Nikki Rich, because she put me on to you guys, and she's doing her thing over there in North Carolina. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm definitely feeling the movement and what's going on. You know, you guys have definitely came a long way, and we all have trials and tribulations in our life, because I remember you were saying that early in the show and how people, you know, want to hate on you. It's crazy how people don't want to be bothered what you're doing until you're down. Like, they want to be bothered with what you're doing and see what you're doing when it's some bad news about you. But when you have a good and positive message for them, it's like, oh, here they come. Here he go. Here she go. But it is what it is, man. Y'all got to keep pushing and keep putting yourself out there, even when people don't want to support what you're doing, even when your family don't support what you're doing. Keep moving towards your dream, because your dream is nothing without the plan, man. I have a question. For you, Ghost, if you were not doing music, what would you be doing? If you wasn't doing music, what would you be doing?
Well, can you hear me? Just making sure.
Yeah, I can hear you.
If I wasn't doing music, if like music wasn't in my life at all, I really don't know, because I've tried everything. I've tried sports, I've tried skateboarding, I've tried video games. I would be working odd jobs, because I'm not good at anything else, and music is the only thing that I stuck to. It's what God made for me, you know. That's what I was made for, music. That's just what I was meant to do it. So if I wasn't doing music, I wouldn't be doing anything except making money to live.
I can definitely dig that. What about you, Shadow J? If you wasn't doing music, what would you be doing?
When I was, you know, when we first started doing music and stuff, I was messing around with cars and stuff, and I really enjoyed doing that. Like, still, I put radios in and electrical and work on the engine parts some here and there, and I'd probably be a mechanic, really. I mean, if music was never in my life at all, not at one point, then probably be a mechanic, to be honest with you.
That's definitely what's up, man. Ew, excuse me. And that's definitely what's up. At least you got a backup plan. So, you know, I guess the next question is, if your music career don't plan out how you want it to, you know, what's your backup plan? If the music career doesn't plan out how you guys are looking to have it, what's the backup plan?
Can you explain to me that question just a little bit more in detail? Because
problem. Like, if you don't blow up, and if, you know, if your album flop, or if you don't blow up and make the money that you're looking to making and getting the deals that you're looking to get, what's the backup plan? Do you guys have a trade or, you know, a career that you already been working towards that you could fall back on?
I mean, honestly, if our music doesn't pan out, I mean, we could obviously, you know, keep the production company going and, you know, probably not really sign artists, but bring artists in to record and probably make money off of that. But, I mean, if music doesn't pan out, I mean, I'll probably still be working at Walmart, and, you know, Ghost would probably still be working his job, Dad be working his job, Bench be working his job, and, I mean, basically, that, I mean... we don't plan on it to flop. Nobody really does when you first start. But, I mean, even if it does flop, I mean, we're still going to be doing shows. We're still going to be writing lyrics. We're still going to be doing rhymes. And, I mean, we, you know, keep the fan base we got so far. And hopefully they'll stick with us for the long ride, because as long as they stick with us, we'll stick doing the music. Do it for them. Do it for the fans.
Well, I can definitely overstand that situation right there. You know, in this question, any of you guys can answer it. What are some of the things you have to deal with being artists, whether good or bad?
All right, well, I got two answers for that. I got the good and the bad for it. Some good things are, like, when we was kids, we were listening to people that we thought we would never meet, let alone work with. Like my man Felix, he was with Felix and what was the other dude?
Jarvis.
Felix and Jarvis back in the 80s. And yeah, back in 83. And they hit the charts and all kinds of stuff doing music. And then, you know, they broke apart and stuff. And then they started, him and another guy we know, his name is, we call him Mr. Wade, but him and him got together and made the band Hip Gypsy, and we listened to their albums all the time because, you know, our dad works with Mr. Wade, and we was like, wow, they sound really good. They must be really big and stuff. And now we work side by side with them now, and there's this dude named F-Dukes here in Charlotte that is more underground. There was an album that came out of Psychopathic Records called Tunnel Runners, and he was on that, and we just thought, man, that dude's so good, because we thought, you know, we liked his song more than anybody else's on the whole album. And we was like, wow, he must be really big and stuff. But we come to Charlotte, mm-hmm. start working. All of a sudden, we get hooked up with him. And now he comes to our studio to record, like, a couple tracks. And he's on our album that we're about to release in October on the 11th. And I mean, it just, that's some of the good things. The people that you don't think you would ever meet, let alone work, you know, work with, now we work side by side with them. But some of the bad things about doing this music is that some of your fans believe that they can be a rapper. You know, they might be good. They actually might be as good as we are. But they expect us to put them on or put them on, you know, put them in 403 Productions. And you know, we barely got enough money to put us on at the moment. You get what I'm saying? Like, we're not,
mm-hmm.
we haven't made Buku's money off of our album, you know, because it's not even out yet. But we put money into it, so we've lost money so far. You know what I'm saying? So until the album comes out and we get sales, we're not, you know, we're not breaking even or any of those things. So, and then they feel like, well, we're shunning them, or they don't, you know, they get upset with us, and then they don't like us anymore. And that's some of the bad things, because it's not like that. It's like, you got to have money to be able to do that. You know, we're scraping just to do this music. So, you know, that's some of the bad things for me. Y'all got that pretty much explained it. Yeah, that pretty much sums that one up. So, I mean, it's great being an artist. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I can definitely understand that. You can't put everybody on. And a lot of, for all the fans out there listening, you know, y'all got to realize, y'all got to get on just how they did. Grind. You got to grind and shine. You got to grind and shine. And the first thing you want to start doing is start making noise right where you at. Make noise from right where you at in your town. And then, you know, branch out, promote yourself. Get you a good promotion team that you can rock with. You know, you just can't think that, you know, you can just go one way, like you can just get one person and everybody is on. And, you know, I can't do this by myself. I want to give a big shout-out to the Independent Connect, my team. I want to give a shout-out to D. Slate from the D. Hour Show. I want to give a shout-out to Kano Pyro from HME Radio. Definitely doing in. The Diva Spot Fanatics is definitely in the building, so got to give a shout-out to them. But you got to network with people and put yourself out there, giving these people a reason to see you, to know who you are. And keep making sure that you verbatim in their face all the time. You know, you got to advertise yourself. So I can definitely appreciate that. You guys are going to be performing soon. Let the people know what date and when you guys and where you guys are going to be performing at.
All right, y'all, check this out. 403 Mile is going to be live in Charlotte, North Carolina, hometown, QC, Queen City. Y'all know what it is. We're going to be at Tremont Music Hall. If you're from the QC, you know where it's at. But if you need to find out, you can hit us up at 403mob.com, and we'll hook you up. let you know where it's going to be at, give you directions, whatever you need. If you need tickets, we get you some tickets. You know, you can go to Afton.com, look us up, get the tickets off of there. It's on August 28th. There'll be people like Toxic, Marshall Alexander there, you know, people that's around here that's pretty big. So, and, you know, and your boys 4-3 Mob. And we're going to be mobbing it all night. It's mob life all day.
Cool. Now, where can we, before you guys get out of here, where do we go to get your music at?
To get our music, right now, I mean, basically 403mob.com. It's 403mob.com. You can hear our music there. I mean, and you can watch the videos from our shows. You know, if you couldn't go to a show, every time we do a new show, it'll be on Family Under Surveillance. On one, you know, it's one of the tabs on the 403mob.com. Also, another tab is hit us up tab. You click on that, it'll come up to a page that has the three skulls on it, which is our symbol for the 403 Mob. It'll have the Facebook, the Twitter, the YouTube, the MySpace, the Reverb Nation, and the Indie Charts, and a couple other different things. And basically, from there, I mean, you pretty much hit us all up. I mean, and then it's got information. It's got Meet the Family, which has all of us on there with our contacts and information. And before we get out of here, though, I do want to give a couple shout-outs to our 2B producers, Jay Hayes and Mello. Without them, you know, we wouldn't have our unique sound. I want to give a shout-out back to Felix, the man I was talking about earlier. He's definitely helping your boys, the 4-3 Mob, out, no doubt. Shout-out to Nikki Rich and D. Slate, because, you know, without you, Nikki and D. Slate, real music wouldn't get played. And to our DJ and fellow artist, Stick Boy.
Well, you know, I thank you guys for coming through on Frontline Fridays. You guys are official soldiers on Frontline Fridays, and you guys are welcome back anytime that we can fit you guys in the schedule. Y'all make sure y'all follow 403 Mob on Twitter at www.twitter.com/403mob, and also hit them up at 403mob.com. They definitely going in, man. I definitely appreciate you guys coming on and sharing your music. It's definitely going to be going into rotation. Let's get into some more of this hot music. And y'all call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. Press the one button to be heard. I got this King David here called Push, y'all. Y'all gonna love this. Let's go.
Yeah, man. I already know how I get it in, man. You know what I'm talking about? I already know, yeah. It's hard. It's shit hard, man. You feel me? Like, for real, bro. But you still gotta push that thing, man. You can't stop that shit, man. Keep pushing, yeah.
Keep going.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
For real, y'all probably ain't never heard me do no shit like this before. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man.
For real, man. This some new shit from King David, man. Straight up. Everybody out here doing their thing, man. Big up to you, man. Straight up, man. Push that thing, man.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard. I already know. Hell yeah, it hurts.
Knows how I made it out of that shit. 85 crack hit something drastic. Me and Mario goo rocks in the plastic. Hey, Annette, later, I love you. Remember all the bullshit we done been through? Remember the day daddy got shot, man? I ain't even much know what the fuck I was gonna do. Then the next thing you know, Mario did. What the fuck that mean, man? I'm scared. I'm a hard out cold and shit. Doing drugs, trying to control this shit. Draped up all black, self-fault. Lick shots at you niggas, go
out your pocket, motherfucker, gotta get paid. Need a paint job versus 20-inch blade. Feel good when you're sliding this shit. Hit the club, blow a lot of money and shit. But that ain't nothing but a passive block from a crime, and my heart still cold. Remember, nigga, put iron on Rico. Strip club, butt naked, lick for the dope. Came back, chop, chop, some down. Self-defense, move out of town. And where I look, seem like bullshit. Same shit when I look in the pulpit. And when I thought that was it, then my dog had one man. Motherfuck this shit. And it's added to make me strong. I got that why they wrote this song. Stay prayed up all day long. Get money till I'm gone, hell yeah. It hurts.
Straight up.
Tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
Where else can you find music this good?
Nowhere. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Back it up, man. Back it up, man.
with A.